Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and this is the last Sunday night of July. It's July 27th, and it is a memorable day for me. I do want to remember Max Wiesen from Denton, Texas. He passed away on July 27th, 2023, and we all miss him dearly. Tonight I will speak about the main astrological and energetic themes of the month of August, how they affect the U.S., the Ukraine, and the developments in the Middle East, always with a neutral and energetic perspective, and how the energies will affect you in a very real and personal way. I am a lifelong gifted psychic. I inherited it, along with a natural healer and an astrologer. I share weekly updates with you with no obligation and always from the heart. Here on Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific. So if you're interested in high energy, spiritual awakening, and natural energetic healing, and or you're a light worker, this is the place for you. We are entering the month of August, this coming Friday, and it's time for the truth to come to light. The astrological energies certainly reflect that. As I have explained throughout 2025, we have ended the Pisces era and are entering the age of Aquarius. We're in it. We're at the beginning, the Aries portion of this new world. We're facing a powerful breaking point, a turning point with deep meaning. Something important is being torn apart. Systems are shaking, and the earth is rumbling beneath us. The sun is flaring above us. Trust is crumbling, and many, many things, many truths, can no longer be hidden. There are three major astrological shifts shaping the month of August 2025. They will affect not only world events, but our personal lives as well, our personal growth, our inner decisions, and affect our deep soul processes. There is a developing concern about the Epstein files and Donald Trump. It seems that he is trying to block the information from coming out. The onlookers are not even asking if he could have a reason besides himself. Perhaps there's a deeper reason this may be happening. His followers are beginning to turn on him. Trust in the state institutions is collapsing. fully in line with the energies of the Saturn-Uranus aspect. This reveals deep structural tension. The disaster in Texas also reflects this karmic axis. There were delayed rescue efforts, and that happened in Asheville, North Carolina as well. Failures of the authorities, technical chaos, caused the population to be left behind. Saturn retrograde plus the aspect to Uranus means infrastructure, security, and state responsibility are collapsing. For Israel, I predicted sudden and hidden military actions triggered by the North Node and Mars conjoined in the 12th house. In July, Israel bombed Damascus without warning and without diplomatic preparation. What also became visible in July was a sharp increase in natural disasters worldwide. There has been several floodings in southern Europe, China, India, and the USA, which cannot be explained. At the same time, we've had wildfires spiraling out of control in North America, California to be specific, and the Mediterranean region, and most recently in Central Europe. That was my main review for July. Now let's move ahead to the energies of August. Here's an overview of three major astrological events happening in August. These are the energetic key points that shape the month of August 2025. On August 9th, we have a full moon in Aquarius that conjuncts Pluto at 2 to 3 degrees, plus Mars, Saturn, and Neptune conjunct together at 7 degrees Aries. That energy is war, aggression, karma, and heavy responsibility. This is a strong focus point of energy where reality and truth can no longer be covered up, softened, or ignored. The second key point is on August 13th. That's when the energy arrives, but it may take some time to process and ignite. Venus meets Jupiter in Cancer, which is a beautiful encounter. This brings in light and abundance, but there could be some astrological interference. This could bring us an important energetic shift. The energy affects digital currencies and changing value systems. That's going to be money and our economics. The third key point is the new moon in Virgo on August 23rd, because it forms another of those fingers of God. This marks a phase of soul alignment, remembrance of your origin, along with deep DNA shaking, rebellion, inner authority, along with the collapse of old structures. This is the central theme of the energies for August. Now we can explore what they mean for you personally. We begin with August 9th, the first energetic turning point. You'll need to check your own personal birth chart to understand how and where this energy will affect you. On a collective level, these energies may manifest through natural phenomena, especially connected to water, the oceans, earthquake, or even military movement at sea. Technical systems and power grids or digital infrastructure may also become unstable or overloaded during this time. On a physical level, many people may experience strong immunity reaction, viruses, inflammation, infections, strong headaches, along with emotional exhaustion. Also, many souls will choose to ascend. They feel that their time on earth has come to an end. This could be just a natural process, but also shocking world events that affect larger groups. Many people try to relieve inner pressure through energetic draining processes. They use old habits, drinking, smoking, drugs, sex, distraction, or emotional numbing. Addictive behavior will become even stronger at this time. Take the time to go within and ask yourself, what gives meaning to your life? This can be especially important now. Life is always on your side and always asks you to face challenges consciously. Life asks you, where are you avoiding truth? And where are you always present with yourself? Where are you happy? Where are you in joy? What could this process going on in August possibly mean for your country, your area, community, and you? Then wait for your answers. Your inner answers might surprise you. We'll be back after our weekly cosmic tip with the second key point. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of July 27th through August 3rd, 2025. The quality of time encourages you to focus on yourself and actively shape your life and your future. Now we are called upon to act with confidence from our center. The interpretation of personal quality of time provides support for this. It shows which themes you would like to develop in your life over the next year. The fire element is very strong at this heart-opening Leo new moon. Do something fun and creative under this passionate energy. Hopefully, that same energy does not support forest fires, as the air element and the wind is the next strongest element. So let's direct that energy towards fun and sailing. There's a fair amount of mental energy with Mercury currently retrograde in Leo, July 17th through August 11th. Adding to that, the planet Uranus has just made his entrance into the talkative and exploring options of Gemini. Catch up with old friends or explore new friends, new groups, or organizations. The new moon is opposite transformation Pluto, and the energies are still present while I do this broadcast tonight. This new moon indicated the need to detach from drama and decide what time it is to release both physically and emotionally all your pent-up frustrations and negative energy. At the same time, the new moon is in harmony with Saturn and Neptune in Aries. Ask what your heart wants and then come up with a flexible plan to bring your desires into manifestation. It may be next spring, 2026, before you can get that action up to speed. But it's time to begin now. On a more personal note, relationship planet Venus and Mars are presenting a conflict between your desires and the action that will be required to satisfy those needs. It's called focus and a lot of work. Both Venus and Mars challenge the spiritual destiny nodes, urging you to open your mind and intuitive vision to explore options that you may not have yet considered. From July 30th through August 25th, Venus will be in nurturing Cancer. This is a feel-good energy where you want to spend time with family or those in your comfort zone. Perfect for a barbecue or an outside picnic. Home improvement projects are a favorite as well, especially kitchens or the room where you just want to be comfortable in. Although many people groan when the communication planet gives the illusion of moving backwards in the sky, that cycle has its advantages. Use this period of time to retreat from your busy world. Leo is highly creative. Take your journal with you. Write down goals and ideas that your heart can get behind. Leave the practical judgments, that voice that says it'll never work, behind for now. A sacred Sabian symbol for the degree of this retrograde is the storm ended, all nature rejoices in the brilliant sunshine. Find your own meaning for this symbol. We have just ended a 30,000-year era, as well as a Saturn era, which is 2.5 years. Find your own meaning for this symbol. But it certainly sounds like it's time to open your heart up to the Leo Sun's life-giving energy. Esoterically, Mercury is the sacred planet of the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. Keywords are harmony through conflict. The key is to live in your center and live in your love in spite of outer world chaos. Make time for what your heart wants. Overall, Mercury retrograde is a good time to retreat, explore opinions, and give more time to your heart desires because more practical matters are on the way in the not-too-distant future. In September, we enter eclipse season. This week is dominated by several challenging energies. Avoid making any long-term decisions on Tuesday because with Mercury in retrograde, you could easily be led astray. With Venus moving into the home-loving sign of Cancer on Wednesday, you can easily escape the stresses of the outside world by spending time pampering yourself within your home. Turn your bathroom into a relaxing spa. Cook yourself a nutritious, delicious meal, but steer clear of processed foods or sweets and snacks. Stay away from teamwork or dating on Friday. You could be led into making some disappointing and wrong choices. If anyone is trying to undermine your confidence, see it as a red flag and quickly distance yourself. The weekend is a welcome change from a rather tense week. Saturday is great for socializing and fun shopping as well as exercising. Sunday is a day for chores and getting things done. You will feel a good sense of accomplishment for anything you can complete today. For the first part of August, don't allow people to shame or guilt-trip you into going against your inner judgment. When people try to pressure you to make a decision that goes against your better judgment or inner vibration, just say no. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book reading time with me or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly Cosmic Tip. We're talking about what's coming in August 2025, and we're on the second key point. The second key point falls on August 13th, 2025, when Venus meets Jupiter in Cancer, a conjunction that is friendly, optimistic, loving, motherly. It's about values, karma, transformation, and beginnings and endings. Its alignment can initiate a major shift in the collective financial system as well as our value system, especially in the realm of digital payment methods, financial technologies, and the global handling of money. At the same time, the nodes act as an amplifier and can create illusions. There may be a surge of propaganda, marketing, and hype around new digital solutions, cashless systems, new apps, central bank digital currencies, or cross-border payment innovations. You need to be very alert at this time. Where is freedom being promised when in reality or truth, new systems of control are being implemented? This is where Uranus also comes into play. Uranus transforms everything related to security,
ownership, money, cash, resources, property, along with your personal stability, and it comes very unexpectedly. This long-term transit will continue for several more years, at least through the next election time, 2028, in the United States. All this means that what begins to unfold around August 13th is a part of a much greater upheaval. The old financial systems are crumbling. New structures are emerging. This conjunction is marking the beginning of a new chapter and the new world system. Whatever we make of it depends on our personal inner clarity. For you personally, you may feel a strong inner desire to start something new, financially, creativity, or how you communicate or get the word out about your product, the way you advertise. Maybe a new business idea, a new project, a fresh network. All these changes can be beautiful as long as you are aligned with your inner truth, your higher self. You are not interested or drawn to outer promises. Ask yourself, when in meditation, what holds true value for me? How do I want to live, work, and remain free and connected at the same time? Now, let's move on to the third major energetic peak in August, the new moon in Virgo on August 23rd, which forms the finger of God, the sign of true destiny. The planet forms this yod at 7 degrees, which makes the energetic power precise and even more significant. This energy is connected to ancestral lines, dignity, and they are rich in soul purpose. The energy asks you to recognize your inner leadership. This energy holds the forces of karmic return. What have you produced? What has your soul offered? And what now will be returned to you? The law of karma is exact. This is a time, a moment, that clearly shows us that we cannot live with a loss of energy. Energy is so vital. For Donald Trump, this energy activates his first house, the house of personhood, and his sixth house, the house of work and health, and the eighth house, which is transformation, other people's money, sex and death, and inheritance and wealth. This is a very significant karmic alignment. Whether this means he will have to step down remains to be seen. This energy may bring some serious health consequences to him. More on this as we move along into the rest of August and the fall months. This energy invites us to reconsider some old habits and addictions, especially those rooted in childhood or inherited family patterns and karma. Something old wants to break open. It brings all of us a chance to break out of an internal system that you may have held through limiting beliefs along with unconscious convictions. The month of August brings us a month of reckoning, energetically speaking. What is not aligned with truth will break away and will lose its power over you. The strong energy brings you back your dignity, but also asks for your clear alignment. Who runs and leads your life? Your light or your shadow? Now let's look at the astrology, because this shows us how this energy will unfold for you in a very specific way. As I have always told you, the planets reveal energetic points, but they never, ever take away your freedom. We decide how we will accept and live through these energies, consciously or unconsciously, creatively or destructively. In the end, it's your decision and belief system that determines whether you are ready to see the opportunities of this new era, or whether you will continue to stay in the old patterns and fears. The energies are here. The path is clear. But to step into the light, that is always up to you. For the United States, August brings a highly charged atmosphere between government and people. Mars enters the 10th and 11th house in the sign of Libra, a cardinal sign. The strongest energy output is cardinal. It brings a highly charged atmosphere between the government and the people. The energy meets structural tension that had been building up for months. The 10th house represents the government, executive power, international presence and power, along with public responsibility. Mars and Libra wants to act with a compromise for peace position, with structure and clarity, written agreements, peace treaties. But the energy can also divide, especially when systems no longer work or when leadership becomes inconsistent. This leads to political power struggles, public resignation, or legal proceedings with a symbolic weight. What's especially important is to remember the retrograde position of Saturn and Neptune. They are headed back to the fourth house, Pisces, in the USA chart. This house represents the people, the national identity, emotional safety, along with inner stability. Saturn restricts, and Neptune becomes blurry. Together, this energy creates a deep sense of disorientation. This energy can no longer be controlled or covered up in August. What has already surfaced in July, such as the escalation around Trump, the previous election truce, the Epstein scandal, blocked files, and the loss of trust in the justice system, now becomes not only emotional, but systematic, legal. Many legalities can be expected. In August, the United States reaches a point where the outer leadership and the inner reality of the country no longer reflect each other, which is already greatly noticed. A growing gap between the official narrative and the collective truth becomes undeniable. We've had lies, 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 with no remorse or accountability thus far. This is where the real loss of power begins, and you may be very surprised with the truth. The new moon takes place in the 10th house, but it's not about a new beginning. It conjuncts the south node, a karmic center, a time of past issues. It's about everything that must be cleared, exposed, before the truth becomes possible again, which could take us into the spring months of 2026. This new moon reveals the tension between public narratives, media power, and the role of information. It reveals hidden connections between the justice system, political institutions, the media. All these issues will be brought out into our view. They will become visible. We will see the systematic manipulation that can no longer be hidden. We have a very turbulent month ahead, the month of August, 2025, for the United States. It's time for our half-hour break. I will be back with a lot more information after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And that was a song by Al Hibbler, Never Look Back. We're talking about what's coming worldwide in August of 2025. For the Ukraine, the energetic pressure continues to rise in August. With Mars in Libra for the Ukraine, and the energy is about internal image, legal positioning, collective belief systems, and the attempt to gain moral authority by referencing national suffering. Mars brings in the risk of escalation around religious and national identity. Who is truly the victim? Where are the karmic legacies that are now demanding correction? Saturn and Neptune in the Ukraine's third house act as a draining force against media narrative and propaganda. Who controls the media? Who shapes the story? Ukraine's natal Saturn is also at 7 degrees, and it aspects the current Saturn transit in Pisces. Saturn backs into Pisces again as of September 1st. This is a karmic echo that cannot be ignored. It signals a coming system shift, unresolved responsibilities, broken promises, foundations that no longer hold true, may now surface as pressure, mistrust, or international withdrawal. There is a leadership fall from power when the energy is no longer aligned with the truth. A resignation or retreat by President Zelensky is astrologically very possible. A much larger energetic change is on the way. Now let's take a look at the Middle East. Israel and Iran. For Israel, the month of August is quite literally a test of resilience. It's at a tearing point between self-assertion and growing diplomatic isolation. Mars moves from the first to the second house in Israel's chart, from Israel's identity and self-interest and the way the country defends its territory. Mars in the first house can appear determined, forceful, even unyielding.
However, with retrograde Neptune, there is a sense of instability and fragmentation. In August, Mars changes signs and moves into Libra, the sign of balance, values, and justice. Then the question becomes, who is Israel, beyond the need to always be defending itself? This has been more than a 2,000-year question. What will remain when control and action no longer works? The opposite house, the seventh house, is open enemies and partnership. This Pisces house is holding Saturn and Neptune. This energy shows tension. Tension in international relations, loss of support from other nations, and a feeling of being misunderstood, even by long-term allies. This outer polarity may surface as foreign policy decisions, military action, or distancing. Underneath all this is a deep identity process, a redefinition of Israel's position in this interchanging role. The new moon on August 23rd brings some secret operations, intelligence services, and hidden strategy. Although Israel has a national pride and power, it is not expressed at this time. A covert act, planned operation, or calculated strategic maneuver is astrologically possible. We will see how this will play out for Iran. For Iran, the energy intensifies further during the month of August. Mars is finishing up moving through the third house into the fourth house and moving into Libra. Retrograde Pluto is already present there. This is a combination that will cause serious tension around communication, media information, control, and border policies. There was an assassination attempt on the president of Iran, but he only had minor injuries, and this energy may bring an attack from Israel. The Sun in Virgo opposes Saturn, Neptune, who are retrograde in Pisces. They've moved back from Aries into Pisces. And this combination increases the risk of another attack. So this has been an update of the coming world events in August 2025. On August 11th, Mercury returns to its direct motion. This will bring us movement into areas that have been stuck, communication, decisions, and the inner sorting out with your thoughts, along with your emotions. However, when Mercury turns in direct motion, that does not mean that everything changes right away. It may take several days for this to be visible. What have you learned over these last 3 weeks? And what will continue out of habit or routine? This is why it is now especially time to look consciously at what has shifted inside of you. What no longer fits? What needs a new form? August is not a month that simply passes by. It's a breaking point for systems, for images of leadership, and for our trust and stability. With this tension, this disillusionment, this reset, this truth being discovered and exposed, lies an opportunity to discover what you are willing to carry and what you really need to lay aside. What is now coming to the surface is not an ending, but a moment you need to decide who and what you want to be as the old structures fall away. The collective are moving through deep inner processes. Each one of us in your own time and in your own way. And the frequencies are very high. The energy does not have a clear name yet,
but is of great importance. We are moving through this energy throughout August, September, and the first half of October, the fall equinox and eclipse season, and this transition can be very difficult for you to hold. Your body is asking for more presence, to care for it, to be gentle as you can with any stress, to slow down, take deep breaths, and meditate more often, because nothing is dependable yet, not until April of 2026. Many things will no longer function in the way they did before. This is a time that invites you to be honest with yourself. Allow yourself to open up and feel all that is being revealed, as well as to question your path. Am I still walking in the right direction? What am I resisting? The deeper we can enter this space, this new energy, the more clearly we can recognize which decisions are truly ours, which energy is born from our own inner awareness, and which ones are simply the old patterns playing themselves out. What moves through the collective field politically, socially, and structurally is ultimately rooted in the same inner movements that we observe and carry within ourselves. It's about letting go of control, a realignment of our values, a return to what's real beyond all form. August does not only confront us with outer questions, but also brings us the opportunity to realign ourselves on a deeper level, not out of resistance, but out of acceptance and maturity, not to end something, but to create an inner space so that something new can come forth. What is emerging now is exactly what the world needs, a new orientation that's becoming more and more tangible. The energy will gather in the places where you are still able to move forward. Astrology is a wonderful tool to help and guide you. The energy it shows us not only shows what's coming, but also shows you your special gifts, along with the possibilities you have, and it can show you so much more about yourself. Astrology is the science of light, along with the connection to the universe. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our program tonight. It's been quite intense, and I do hope that it has helped to open your heart and mind. We still have our meditation, our song from William, and our wonderful ending with the vibrational music from Richard Shulman. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath.
Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind, with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath. Get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up. Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep keep your eyes closed, stay in that position, and listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.